the rest of the story. Nate had a government job. He worked in a custom house. On June 8, only weeks before his 45th birthday, he was fired. Pure politics. Nate just got caught in the middle. Two rather important questions occurred to him immediately. How was he, approaching middle age, going to earn a living now? And what was his wife going to say? Well, as it turned out, Nate's wife had a surprise for him. When Nate received word that he had lost his job, he was at first stunned. Then, regaining his composure, he dashed off a letter to a friend. In essence, the letter said that Nate had been fired, that there was no use worrying, that now he must concern himself with that which had always been most difficult for him, earning money. His custom house salary had been nothing to brag about. In fact, Nate had barely been able to support his family while paying off his few outstanding debts. Now, that was all in the letter. And then Nate went on to ask his friend if he knew of any available jobs. Nate was not proud, he explained. He could not afford to be proud. He must take whatever he could get, anything, Nate said. And Nate signed the letter and sealed it and posted it, and so began his long walk home. Now, what was his wife going to say? She did not deserve a failure for a husband. Surely she would know something was wrong immediately, seeing Nate come home so early in the day. Hopefully, Nate considered, Sophia would be able to bear the bad news like a woman, and women traditionally take those things better than a man. Nate opened the front door, peeking cautiously inside. Sophia's greeting was most warm, as usual. She was happy to have him home before his time, she said. Nate's eyes were downcast. What was wrong? Sophia asked. I have been fired, he said. Fired? Exclaimed Sophia. Lost your job? Why, that, she said, is marvelous. Now Nate could go ahead with that project of his, the one that he was always talking about. Nate's eyes grew wide. So bewildered was he by Sophia's apparent elation. Was she feeling well? Was she certain she understood that Nate had just told her he was out of work? Oh, yes, she understood, but now she insisted Nate was to begin work, for which he had never seemed able to find time. Nate shook his head. How in the world could he support his family while engaging in such nonsense? But that's when Sophia took Nate by the hand, led him to her desk, unlocked the top drawer, and inside was money. I mean enough money to support them for many months. Over the years, Sophia had saved a little each week from her household expenses with this precise moment in mind, and now she said Nate must begin his project. And he did. Perhaps words are inadequate to express the emotions of a man with a family and without a job at 45. If the fellow ever needed the faith of his wife, however blind, that would be the time. Sophia was willing to bet everything, all she had, that her Nate could write the great American novel. And subsisting on the cash his wife had stashed in a drawer, this man whom the world had passed by in his middle life did just that. His project became The Scarlet Letter. And her Nate, Sophia's Nate, was Nathaniel Hawthorne. And now you know the rest of the story.